Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During these cold winter months, there are any number of clever, forward-thinking people who are enjoying homemade sauces using the tomatoes they canned last summer. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, if these folks have any sense, they're going to try some of the classic Italian sauces.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have taken sort of summer at its best, great Maryland tomatoes, and canned them for the winter. And if you've got that available, that's great. I mean, alternatively, there's a lot of great pre-canned tomatoes out there. San Marzano being sort of the best sort of plum tomato. I'd also look for ones that were canned without the addition of citric acid. Harder to find, but definitely a much better tomato. I mean, it's where the sort of thing of putting sugar in your canned tomatoes come from. The citric acid, which is a preservative and it's a natural ingredient, but it does make them really tart. And balancing that out with a little sugar helps. But if you find ones that don't have citric acid, then you should be fine.
Well, one of the basic tomato sauces is marinara.
Of course. I mean, that's red sauce, right?
It is. Just tomatoes, garlic, herbs, and onions. And
yeah.
You can throw a couple other things, but it's pretty simple.
It's very simple.
Very straightforward.
And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's the sauce that people think of as sort of cooking for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you did can your own tomatoes, there's a good chance there's a lot of moisture, a lot of water, because that's what tomatoes are. And so this would traditionally be made by, you know, sort of sauteing garlic, onions, getting them nice and soft and aromatic, maybe adding a little bit of crushed black pepper, and then tomatoes, and then just cooking it down, sort of slowly boiling off that water till you get a nice thick sauce that coats the back of the spoon.
If you want to use a little meat in your sauce, bolognese is the way to go.
That would be like, yes, what people would think of as the real traditional meat sauce. You know, traditionally ground or chopped meat would be used, probably beef and veal, sometimes pork.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly this is the sauce where people start putting in things like pork chops, whole pieces of Italian sausage. You know, it just looks like a carnivore's delight. And what happens is all the fat from that meat ends up finding its way into the sauce. And sort of makes it this really silky, luxurious sauce. It's kind of delicious.
And then you can add a little bit of milk to it just to increase the creaminess.
Yeah, and
it's optional.
And there's a lot of discussion about bolognese having carrots in it, some other things, and certainly the milk.
Apparently, no spices, though. Not really.
Not at all. I mean, because especially if you're using things like sausage that's already spiced, not necessary.
One of the more colorfully named sauces is puttanesca, which could mean sauce of the horrors.
Yes.
Sorry to shock people, but this is a very recent sauce that came to us after World War II.
Yeah.
And it was something that a restaurant guy threw together one night, and he didn't think very much of it, but it caught on. And it'll feature anchovies, oregano, capers, garlic.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff like
it's definitely a coastal sauce, and what's nice is the anchovy gives it that brininess from the ocean. There's always some lemons involved, but then that real great salty texture from capers and olives.
Yeah. And finally, here's one that isn't tomatoes, carbonara.
Mm-hmm. It's a great dish. I mean, and it's we consider it the breakfast pasta in a lot of ways because it relies on pancetta and eggs.
Right. And you have to be a little careful cooking this one. Time for a double boiler, probably.
Yeah. If you're going to do it as a sauce, you're going to do it in a double boiler. It's almost like a hollandaise in a lot of ways, just a coddled egg. But a lot of people just crack the eggs right into the pasta that's hot, and it sort of scrambles itself, sticking onto the pasta. But it's a great dish, and it really benefits from an addition of some real fresh parsley.
Oh, yes. Well, those are the sauces. We'll put some of this information on the website. You can try it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.